MyQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Authorities in Southern California rescued 13 children from a home which they could only describe as a house of horror. Children were kept shackled to beds and imprisoned by their parents. Neighbors thought something was up.
I always had a suspicion because that house never looked like there was a lot of action in front of it.
The parents are being held on $9 million bond. There's been another false alarm about a North Korean missile, this time in Japan, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Just days after a similar false alert is sent in Hawaii, Japan's public broadcaster issues a false alarm about a North Korean missile heading towards that country. The alarm includes a message saying North Korea appears to have launched a missile. The government urges people to take shelter inside buildings or underground. However, the broadcaster quickly corrected the alert and issued an on-air apology. In the case of the Hawaiian mistake, it took 38 minutes for officials to send an all-clear and explain it was all just a mistake. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Trump administration hopes to keep this week's budget talk separate from a discussion on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, as many people understand it. Sarah Sanders was asked right outside the White House today about the language that the president used that still seems to be making news.
Look, the president hasn't said he didn't use strong language, and this is an important issue. He's passionate about it. He's not going to apologize for trying to fix our immigration system. He's committed to doing that, and hopefully Democrats will be too.
We will hear more from Sanders later this afternoon in the White House press briefing, and we'll actually hear a little bit more about the president's physical that he took on Friday. In case you missed it, over the long holiday weekend, Chelsea Manning kicked off her campaign for Senate in Maryland. Now, she's running against an incumbent Democrat named Ben Cardin. Manning was a convicted whistleblower who was sentenced to 35 years for releasing confidential military information. That sentence was then commuted by President Obama, leading to her release in 2017. Jim Hansen is the president of the Security Studies Group. He talks about how Manning has been since she was released in prison.
Manning's shown no remorse. So the idea that you would seat someone like this in the Senate if by some bizarre twist of fate she got elected, there's no prohibition against Chelsea Manning once again having access to our classified documents.
And today on this date, back in 1991, the Bush White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon, January 16th. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon for an hour on a program entitled Teachable Moments in Business. I'm hoping that you'll listen to our program each week because for business owners and entrepreneurs and folks who are in management, there are so many tips that we share with the listeners from week to week. In fact, if you've missed any of the programs, you can certainly go on the website, the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio website, and you'll see all of the programs that my colleagues conduct on the air every day throughout the week. And in fact, there is an archive on there. So if you go to listen to a particular host and to the programs, you're going to uncover and discover information that will be very helpful in many, many different topics. In particular, Teachable Moments in Business is all about helping people in business. And I share information pertaining to personal branding, selling skills, marketing, business plans, customer relationship management, trade show and expo marketing. There are so many topics we talk about. And I think the question really is, where do you go to get this kind of information? It's just not that readily available unless you can spend time doing some research on the internet. But the information we share with you here is information that we're cutting short the time that you would take in doing research. And by listening to the program, you're going to hear very timely information that would be very helpful for you. So I hope you'll listen each week to this program. In the coming weeks, I'm going to have a number of folks who are going to be sharing information about their business expertise and experiences that I think you'll find helpful. And I recommend that you have a pencil handy when you're listening to this program. Now, if you're listening from your car, you're on your cell phone, you're sitting in your office, you may not be able to take notes, but certainly you can go back and go to the archives and listen to these programs from week to week. So I really encourage you to listen. And I have a real passion about this. So I endeavor to keep up with these topics so that you have takeaways that you can really put into action. So today we're going to be talking about business success from the perspective of an employer or a manager. We'll get into how to be successful as an employee. And certainly there are some primary tips and basic tips that both the employer as well as the employee can gain by doing to achieve this success that are the goals of the individual. So this is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and we have some word from our sponsor. We're going to take a look at the weather, and then we'll get into our topic.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan of Russmore Mentoring Group. I'm your host for this afternoon, and driving into the studio this afternoon on Tuesday, January 16th, the skies are cloudy. It's not too cold out. We're looking at about of a high of 38 degrees with light winds that are variable. Now, tonight, we've heard some forecasts that there will be some snow showers, and depending upon where you're located in the state of New Jersey, you may have light snow, but if you're in the northern reaches of the state, such as Hunterdon and Morris and perhaps Warren and Sussex counties, you may be experiencing more snow. There will be a low of about 31 degrees, and this snow is like a 90% chance of snow, so I guess you better get the shovels ready. But the snowfall may amount anywhere from, say, 1 to 3 or 4 inches. So that's something that we'll take a look at. And then Wednesday, tomorrow, the snow will taper off, and it'll be heavier, I've heard, in the morning, but it'll taper off during the morning, and the skies will remain cloudy during the afternoon with a high of about 35 degrees. So there is a chance of snow at about 80%, but the actual accumulation is expected to be less than 1 inch. And Wednesday night, it will be clear. So when I come back for the next weather report later on in the hour, we'll take a look at the extended forecast. So as I said, there are tips that I can offer to business owners and managers, and that's where we're going to start here today. And if you would like more information on these topics, you're more than welcome to give me a call. You can call 908-832-9544, or you can send an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So, as you know, no one understands the importance of resilience more than managers who are trying to be successful in the current business environment. Chances are your business systems are probably dynamic and ever-changing. Managers and teams they lead have to be able to positively adapt to the change in adversity. Decades of research in adversity tells us a lot about what people need in order to be more resilient and able to face the adversity they encounter on a daily basis. Now, one of the key elements of effective management is the ability of managers to develop the employees who report to them, not just, you know, beyond coaching. So while coaching is transactional and skills-focused, development is strategic, long-term, and dedicated to cultivating the internal and external assets that promote resilience. So in terms of developing employees, it has to do with enhancing their professional function and helping them to be more productive more quickly. Certainly that is the cost-effective mindset that you have to have. So development is based in the relationship between the manager and the employee. Now, the developmental relationship is characterized by regular interactions, a collaborative approach, and reflective practice. This idea of reflective practice is very important. By taking the time to reflect upon goals, interactions, feedback, and outcomes, successful managers are able to raise awareness. They're able to facilitate insight. They can increase emotional intelligence, and they can certainly improve critical thinking skills. And they can expand options for everyone to be far more effective. These increased capacities allow them to be more intentional in how they interact with their direct reports. These important benefits accrue not only for the manager, but also the employee. The developmental relationship serves as a model for how to build and sustain a relational context in which positive change and growth can occur. In this way, the developmental relationship between the manager and employee parallels the relationship between the employee and their customers. Because after all, the employee is the face of the company. And if employees are not skilled, if they're not happy campers, that will be customers see this, and they will assume an attitude about the company based on how the employee functions. The developmental manager can impact not only what the employee knows and does, but also who they are and how they use themselves as instruments of change in their relationships with customers. As a manager takes on various roles and activities of coaching, teaching, consulting, and counseling, their ultimate goals are to expand the capacity and effectiveness of the employee and monitor the quality of services provided to the customer. So the manager really wears a lot of hats, I think you can say. So we said coaching, teaching, consulting, and counseling. And you can probably boil this down to five elements of development. So the question is, what can a manager do to create developmental relationships with those that they supervise? So here are the five evidence-based actions that provide the necessary components. The first one is obvious. They need to express care. People like to know that they are more than a number and that you are that they are genuinely interested in them, that you're interested in them as their manager. In order to clear the way for growth, you need to minimize defensiveness. This is a great way to do that. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, I was a secretary many, many years ago, and I worked for a company that I worked in the personnel and the HR department, and I made some suggestions to my manager about things that they could do to perhaps be helpful and to support the employees. And my manager told me that I was just a cog in the wheel and in so many words, to mind my own business. You know, that stuck with me to this day. And nobody's a cog in the wheel. Everyone has to feel that they're important, that they're offering suggested ideas that might be beneficial, or at least be shown appreciation for the thoughtfulness that they've exhibited. A manager also needs to challenge growth. People do their best when they have high expectations placed on them, and they are inspired to stretch and to do more than they thought possible. Another point for management is to provide support. The combination of high expectations and high levels of support creates a culture of high performance. Now, what about the sharing of power? By communicating respect and giving employees a voice as true collaborators, managers can encourage a sense of ownership and personal investment in organizational goals and outcomes. And finally, what about expanding the possibilities? Developmental managers help their direct reports or their direct employees explore options, connect and network, and envision a fulfilling professional career. So by incorporating knowledge and insights that come from the study of resilience, we're able to provide concrete strategies and tools that we know support the development of key internal assets and external supports, contributing to a culture in which individuals can thrive in spite of the inevitable difficulties they will be facing. These are things that business—it's not business as usual anymore. Management is, and the role they play in that business is so critical when it comes to the relationships with their employees. And people today, especially young people, if they quit a job, they're not quitting the company so much as they are quitting the manager or the person to whom they report. So that individual is extremely important to the well-being of a company. And if you are the owner of a business and you have a manager in there who's not really catering to the needs of the employees and teaching them and acting as a mentor to them and a coach, maybe those are the wrong people to have in those positions. So think about it. If you're the owner of a business, where do you want your business to be? And certainly the law, I've covered this in some of my other programs, the loss of employee can be financially devastating to a company. At the cost of replacing that individual is huge, and most business owners don't realize the cost that they incur when there's a turnover of staff on the team. So keep that in mind as well. We're going to go on for some messages from some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I'm here every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So please tune in and have a pencil and paper handy, because chances are you're going to get some ideas that you can use. The programs we conduct are for the benefit of not only entrepreneurs and established business owners, but also the people who work for them, because there's always tips that we can put into practice that are offered on this program. So I was covering some suggestions and elements of development for a business, and that, of course, is to have management in place that works well with the employees. One thing that I recommend that you consider is to do some Google searches on millennials and also the I generation. Now, the I gens are the ones, are the folks who are currently in high school and college, whereas the millennials are older. But each one of the generations out there in the workforce have certain factors that are important to them, and they're influenced by world economy. Certainly terrorism has been an issue for all of us. But the way those issues are felt and treated by those individuals will be reflected in the way they work on the job, too. So you have to really understand what's important to people. In fact, we have at least four generations working together. And by the way, when you learn about the generations, you'll see that even though there's an age range for each generation, there typically can be as much as perhaps about a 7-year overlap in those generations in terms of their characteristics and their motivators. So if you can learn more about the generations, I think you begin to have a sense of how you're going to treat the people that are working with you. And if you have multiple generations working with you in your business, you have to really consider what's motivating to them and what's important, and somehow help the one generation help the other and help them to work together. Otherwise, you can have some conflict in an office, and you don't want to lose people that are skilled, that you've spent time training. So learn more about the generations if you can. Now, the other topic I wanted to get into was this the success on the job as an employee. So we've talked about success from a managerial standpoint. What about the success and the ways that an employee can work to be successful and to find a sense of satisfaction in the jobs that they're doing? So it is convenient when all the rules are laid out for all of us as employees. However, there are many rules that companies simply expect you to know. So as an employee, there are unwritten rules to follow in the workplace. You could be wondering, well, what are those rules? The norms of the work environment may vary from place to place, but there are some guidelines to follow that may help you as an employee reach your goals and to stand out as a great employee, because hopefully that's your goal, that you want to be a great employee and one who contributes to the wellness and the success of a business. Otherwise, why would they want you to be an employee there in the first place? So although some of these points may seem to be obvious, I like to take a look at some of these points. And again, this is if you're an employee, these are some points that you might want to take notes on. First of all, don't be afraid to ask questions, especially if you're new on the job. It's better to ask someone than to make mistakes right off the bat. No one is perfect, and it will be common to make mistakes, but try to minimize them and provide quality work by asking for help. However, if your supervisor gives you a packet to read, for example, and you don't read it, and then you ask about something that was clearly stated in that packet, this could very well irritate the supervisor. So be resourceful and seek out simple solutions to see if you know the answer before asking someone. There will be moments when you'll have to figure it out on your own. And I think that employers and managers look for people who are resourceful when it comes to solving problems on their own. Attitude is another thing. Attitude really, really shows. So if you want to be successful, you have to want to develop a positive attitude. This goes for more than just your job. It's important that you value yourself and believe in yourself if you want to lead a life of success. Developing a positive mindset not only helps you be successful, but also influences those around you and improves the work environment. And I can tell you, positive attitude does show. It shows, and it has to show in the body language. If people see that you're positive, have a willingness to be cooperative, that really goes a long way. Then there's the thing about building relationships. There was a song that was mentioned. It's something that I read, but I've never heard the song, called High School Never Ends. And, of course, that may be true in some work environments. Drama and gossip have not disappeared and will try to creep back into your life at the workplace. Avoid it and do your best to not become involved. Spread good things about people and try to bring them up. Say positive things to people to help build relationships. Be helpful and kind in every situation and show respect to others. When the time comes, mentor others when they need help, because someone else is probably will probably do the same for you. Building a network of people who respect you can be very powerful in leading you to success. So building relationships, being helpful to others, paying attention to others, this can go a long way. Now, when it comes to social media professionalism, this is something that's a very important factor in business today. Social media, as we know, plays a huge role in not only our leisure time, but also at work. There are many stories about employees who get fired, or even potential employees that don't ever get hired because of their social media profiles. And I personally find this so disturbing. It's because it's important to keep certain things in life private. Privacy settings on social media accounts don't truly mean they are private. With proper connections, almost anyone can see your posts, and word gets around really fast. And we've heard about this so many times. So you have to really refrain from speaking poorly about work, about coworkers, and even your boss on social media. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and for your boss, it can mean one to get fired. So don't post photos that are inappropriate for the workplace. Some work environments might not care about your social media posts, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Maintaining professionalism also helps you build a better reputation if you were ever to switch jobs or positions. And I think this is true in a couple areas of our lives. In the last year or so, politics has played a huge role in the conversations online through the social media. And it always concerns me that people who are expressing serious concerns about politics may be hindering themselves in light of relationships that they have with people who have different points of view. And frankly, I can tell you from a personal standpoint, I have, there are some people that I respect, the people that I know, and I appreciate my friends and my acquaintances and my colleagues. But I've had a change of heart on some of the people that whose writings I've read that are so, they're too exaggerated, and it concerns me that they're showing their real feelings that I've never experienced before, and they seem different to me somehow. I've also seen pictures of young people who have pictures on Facebook that are really compromising. And an employer is not going to hire somebody if they see somebody drinking or dressing in bizarre behavior or dressed inappropriately. You got to pay attention to these things. Also, to be successful as an employee, you have to listen, and you have to be coachable. Your mentors, supervisors, and co-workers might know a thing or two about the job, so be willing to listen to others and learn from them. Be sure to engage in conversations to let people know you are indeed listening. Don't decide to pull out your phone like you might do to your friends in the middle of a conversation. Put down the distractions and show that you care about the people teaching you. I mean, I've been to seminars in small rooms where the speaker seems to be losing the attention of the people who are in attendance, who are now sitting there doing something with their cell phones or texting, and they're not paying attention. That's not a good thing. In fact, leave the cell phones out. You don't have to take them in a room, in a room where there might be a meeting going on. So acknowledging others, thanking them for their time, and respect them for helping you. These are all things that show that they're listening and that you're coachable. If you are a poor listener and not a coachable person, it will make it difficult for people to be willing to work with you. Then there's a concept of the three P's, which is to be proactive, prepared, and productive. Yes, college helps prepare us for the workforce, but work is not class. Sleeping, showing up late, not showing up at all, or being incredibly distractive must be put in the past. And I've heard so many examples of this in business today that personally I find it disturbing. So procrastinating, avoiding work, and just being unproductive overall will not help you to advance in your career. People are going to notice. So to be proactive, you don't have to overwhelm yourself with work, but take on a good amount of duties, hold yourself accountable, and stay disciplined to get the tasks done on time. To be prepared, start by showing up on time and bring materials you may need for the task. Lastly, if you want to be productive, you might want to ditch the phone. Utilizing Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth might be a big distraction to your work. If someone sees you sitting on your phone, they may instantly think you are slacking. Now, there are some companies that will give the employee the okay to do some social media, but it would be on behalf of the company. And if you're in a position where you can do that, make sure that you're very clear and coached by the management of the company in a way that you're reflecting the values and the mission of the company, so that people get a good opinion of it. After all, as an employee, your job is to help that company be successful and to achieve its goals. If it's not achieving the goals, they don't need you. So what about conflict, which can occur in the workplace? Conflict can be healthy and constructive if handled properly. In a book, there's a book entitled The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. The author explains how fear of conflict is a major dysfunction. Relationships with your coworkers will require productive conflict to be successful. So in confronting others, be sure to have private conversations and be respectful. Remember, to help solve an issue with someone, it's best to talk to that specific person to solve the problem instead of spreading gossip around the office. This only creates a negative work environment, and it may be so misdirected in that process of gossiping. Also, sometimes it's not about you. Don't be so self-centered and look for all the attention. Instead, take an interest in others. Focus on giving and not receiving. Take the time to learn about other people and make a difference in others, the work that other people are doing. Especially, take the extra time to learn the names of your coworkers and be careful not to spell their names wrong. That certainly starts off with a bad impression. And some of us had trouble remembering names, so write them down and repeat them numerous times, or think of ways to remember those names, because people do like to hear their names. So another thought, a few more thoughts, and we're going to finish up here, but do be respectful of everyone. Like the old saying says, you should treat the CEO and the janitor with the same respect. Do respect others' differences and backgrounds. Experience of others make the organization stronger. Do be willing to try new processes. There's a phrase, that's the way we've always done it, can make you seem stale. Don't be critical of others in front of the group. No one likes to be called out in front of their peers. If you have an issue, talk to the person in private. And this goes for, obviously, the manager of a company or the owner. If you have an issue, talk to the person in private. Don't do your job only saying that's not my job. That's not helpful for anyone. So volunteer, be resourceful, and be supportive. Don't blame others for your failures. Owning up if you made a mistake and find a way to fix the situation. So own up to any mistakes. So the final rules I have for you is have a positive attitude, whether you're the employee or the owner. No one wants to work with someone who's always negative. And one of the most common rules of broken is staying inside your box. If you need to work with another department for a task, don't be afraid to engage and work together with others, because that's a way to get to know the people within the business if it's a multi-employee company. Learn as much as you can about their department, because it will increase your understanding of the company as a whole. So, some rules may get broken, But I suggest that you go above and beyond the status quo, and that's never a bad thing. So there are your tips for those who are employees of a business, and between the managers and the employees, if they can work together, the business will definitely thrive. We're going to go on to some messages from some of our sponsors and our news break, and I will be back.
USA Radio News.
Sir, all I can tell you is that walls work. We have examples of that. We have documented data, and I don't know about anyone saying it's last generation's technology. 2006, as you know, we had a bipartisan agreement in the Secure Fence Act, which Senators Obama, Clinton, and Schumer all voted for. So I disagree that it's last generation's, last century's technology.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testifying today on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nielsen also discussed the people that ICE agents are picking up.
Last year, 92% of those that were arrested and taken into custody by ICE were criminals.
Most people convicted of international terrorism in U.S. courts since 2001 were foreign-born. That's according to the Trump administration. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also had more than 2,500 encounters with people who appear on the FBI's terror watch list in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. We've been told that the snow is possible this evening on Tuesday, although there was a dusting of snow this morning as well. But tonight we're looking at 1 to 3 inches of snow, depending upon the section of New Jersey that you're located in. And it says a 90% chance, actually. Now, Wednesday, snow will taper off, but there will be heavy snow, I understand, in the morning. During the commuting time. So watch out for that. Drive carefully because there is about 80% of chance of snow, but the accumulation in the overall is not going to be that great unless you're up in North Jersey. That might make a difference. So there will be a clear, the evening on Wednesday night will be clear with a low of about 17 degrees. And then let's take a look at Thursday. We're looking at sunny skies with a high near 35 with light winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Thursday night with clear skies once again with a low of 22 degrees. And then I think as we get into Friday, we're looking at the weather becoming more mild with a high near 41 degrees on Friday. And it doesn't look like we're going to have any precipitation on Friday. So with a clear skies, low of about 26 degrees. So I think going also into the weekend, I think it looks like we might have a nice weekend. So at any rate, just be prepared for the snow later on this evening on Tuesday night and again Wednesday morning when you're commuting. That's going to be probably the most difficult time. So we've been talking about what it takes to be successful in business today. And I had shared with you some thoughts if you're an owner or a manager of a company. And then I've given you some thoughts if you're an employee to consider and to ponder if you're going to make this job successful. After all, people hire you for a certain position because of what you bring to the table and the value that you bring to a business. If you don't bring the value, you're not going to. Who needs you, as I said before? So there is a difference between successful people and unsuccessful. So I'm going to share with you a bunch of differences that you will find among people who, and as you observe them, you're going to say certain individuals will indeed be successful. Others may need to go back to the drawing board, I guess you could say. So the first point is embrace change. Yet some people fear the change. So embracing change is one of the hardest things a person can do. With the world moving so fast and constantly changing, and technology certainly is accelerating faster than ever, we need to embrace what's coming and adapt rather than fear it, deny it, or to hide from it. So please embrace change. Now, we also want others, some people want others to succeed, and then there are those who secretly hope people will fail. When you're in an organization with a group of people, in order to be successful, you all have to be successful. We need to want to see our coworkers succeed and grow. Do you wish for their demise? Why even work with them at all? So help them, educate them, work alongside them. You know, chip in when the need arises. Because if all the employees in a company are successful and they're doing their jobs well, the business will you know, first of all, everybody has a job and the business will be successful. Another one is that we had talked about earlier about attitude. I think exuding joy versus exuding anger is interesting to consider. In business and in life, it's always better to be happy and exude that joy to others. It becomes contagious and encourages others to exude their joy as well. When people are happier, they tend to be more focused and successful. If a person exudes anger, it puts everyone around them in a horrible, unmotivated mood, and little success will come from that. It will rub off. It will affect it. I've known companies whose owners are pleasurable to be with. They're positive, and they have a great staff that are the same way. But I've also worked with companies where the owners can be kind of nasty, and they attract kind of nasty employees who think it's okay to be unpleasant. In the end, that will be detrimental to the business, and certainly who wants to work in an environment like that? Another one is to accept responsibility for your failures versus blaming other people for the mistakes that you may have been involved with. Yes, there are ups and downs. It's always going to happen. So being a leader and a successful business person means always having to adapt to accept responsibility for your failures. Blaming others solves absolutely nothing. It just puts other people down, and absolutely no good comes from any of that. So accept responsibility, own up to it, and then figuring out how you're going to fix it. And that goes with relationships with management, with colleagues, as well as with customers. After all, everybody today in a business, in my opinion, has to wear not only the hat, so to speak, of whatever the job requires, but everybody in business today is a marketer and everybody's a salesperson. So when it comes to dealing with customers, own up to the mistakes and the failures and fix it. Don't ignore it. Fix it. Another thought is to accept responsibility. Another one is to talk about ideas versus talking about people. You know, what do we all learn in school? Gossip gets you nowhere. Much of the time it's false, and most of the time it's negative. Instead of gossiping about people, successful people talk about ideas. They share ideas with others, which will make them all better, better employees and really better people. Another thought would be to share data and information versus hoarding information. As we've all learned, sharing is caring. In social media, in business, and in life, sharing is important to be successful. When you share information and data with others, you can get others involved in what you are doing to achieve success. Hoarding data and information is selfish and short-sighted. And I think today that's what business is all about. It's helping others, sharing information with them. I mean, there are a lot of companies today. I know a woman who is an interior designer. She taught classes on how to design homes and interiors, and she gave all that information. But then people came back to her and said, "I love what you do, but I don't have time to do it." And that's how she was able to get work. So sharing ideas with people today is is so common. In fact, my inbox is filled with all kinds of articles where people are sharing information, and I gain knowledge from that, and I can pass that along to others. So share information. That's what business is all about today. Another one is to give people all the credit for their victories. Don't take credit away from other people. Give them credit. So teamwork is really a key to success. When working with others, don't take credit from their ideas. Letting others have their own victories and moments to shine motivates them. And in the long term, the better they perform, the better you'll look anyway. Then what about setting goals and life plans versus not setting goals? You can't possibly be successful without knowing where you're going in life. A life vision board, which you might write up, or a 10-year plan, or a 3-year forecast, an annual strategic plan, any of those can be helpful and useful for those people who are successful. Get your vision and goals down on paper. And as a business owner, you may have a vision and a mission. A vision really comes first. And I think there are a lot of people that are confused about, you know, which comes first, you know, the chicken or the egg, which comes first, the vision or the mission. But the vision is first, and then how do you carry out those vision, which is in the mission of the business, the mission in the job that you have, and the goals that you then write down, and record them on paper. What about keeping a journal as opposed to saying, you're telling people that you keep a journal, but you don't do it? Keeping a journal is a great way to jot down quick ideas or thoughts that come in mind that are not worth forgetting. I personally keep a list of ideas and books that I've learned about that I think I should be reading. And if I didn't write them down, I would forget about them. And every so often I go back and take a look at that list. So writing them down can lead to something even greater. You can even use mobile apps or your notes function on your phone. But don't fool yourself by saying you keep a journal and not following through. That's kind of a waste, I think. And you can't remember everything nowadays. There's information that you would certainly want to retain in order to use at a later time. But if you don't jot it down, you're going to forget. We're going to go back to some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We've been spent this hour in this program talking about the differences between successful managers and successful employees versus those who are unsuccessful. And there's certain common denominators which really cover both areas of both elements of a business, the management as well as the employees. And I've been sharing with you some tips here. So I have a few more to go. Read every day. Reading every day is helps to educate you on a lot of new subjects. Whether you're reading a blog or your favorite magazine or a good book, you can learn and become more knowledgeable as you read. Watching TV, on the other hand, probably is interesting, it's fun, it's entertaining, but how much are you actually learning to be successful? Consider that you're a lifelong learner, and it's a good idea to study your topics to become more adept at whatever it is that you're doing. So read every day, learn every day. I personally like to read in the morning when I first come in the office. I take a look at newsletters that come across my desk, and I'm always curious about certain phrases or terminology, and quite often I'll read a word or a phrase, and I'll end up doing some research on it to find out what the background information is on that topic. Another thought is to operate from a transformational perspective versus operating from a transactional perspective. So transformational leaders go above and beyond to reach success on another level. They focus on team building, motivation, and collaboration across the organization. They're always looking ahead to see how they can transform themselves and others instead of looking just to make a sale or generate more revenue or get something out of the way. So be transformational, to look ahead and to collaborate. What can you do to strengthen yourself as well as the organization? What about continuously learning versus flying by the seat of your pants? Continuous learning, as I said earlier a few moments ago, is that we're all lifelong learners, and we need to always improve the way that we wish to grow. You can be a step above your competition and become more flexible because you know more. If you just fly by the seat of your pants, you could be passing up opportunities to prevent you from learning and growing. And frankly, people are going to get wise to you if they see that you're just guessing about things that you're doing and really not coming from a place of knowledge. Another point here is to compliment others versus criticizing others. And I did cover this earlier. But complimenting someone is always a great way to show someone you care. A compliment gives a natural boost of energy to someone, and it's an act of kindness that makes you feel better as well. Criticizing, on the other hand, produces negativity and leads to nothing good. So compliment somebody on the way they look, the way they maybe they their family or the work that they've done. Compliment them on their ideas. And this really just absolutely goes a long way as opposed to criticizing them. Forgive others, too, rather than hold a grudge. Everybody makes mistakes. It's certainly human. The only way to get past the mistakes is to forgive and to move on. Dwelling on anger only makes things worse for you and for the other person. So forgive others if things don't go well. We have to believe that people do want to do their best. Then what about keep a list of the things that you want to be? It's a great way to strategize for the future. If you want to be elected an official one day, then you learn maybe you want to be a TED speaker. Get on that or be a speaker somewhere. Or you want to be a CEO of a public company. Maybe you want to be a great father or a great husband or a great wife. Unsuccessful people have no idea what they want to be. If you don't know what you want to be, how can you achieve success that you might be looking for? And the last one is have gratitude versus don't appreciate others and the world around you. Moments of gratitude, each and every one, transform your life every day and unquestionably make you more successful and more happy. The people you who you are grateful for are often the ones who have a huge part of your success. Be sure to thank everyone you come in contact with and walk with a spirit of gratitude and appreciation, and even wonder about the world around you. Gratitude is the ultimate key to being successful in business and in life. So these are some tips that I think you may be able to live by to be successful in your respective personal life as well as in business. Now, the messaging that you've heard today is designed to help business owners and entrepreneurs and employees of companies. And if you have any topics that you want to get information on, you can certainly give me a call. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Russmore Mentoring Group. And my business can be reached through my business at 908-832-9544. If there are topics that you would like to hear on this program, by all means, give me a call. Or if you would like to do some brainstorming, in fact, we're going to be doing that in the coming weeks. I have a number of people coming in the next couple Tuesdays. And we're going to be brainstorming on a bunch of business topics. And so if you need help in some areas or you like to explore some new ideas for your business, we can do it on the air. Don't be shy. It's amazing how much information comes out of these brainstorming sessions. I get a big kick out of it, and I can tell you that you will leave the studio with a sense of things that you're going to do that you know will be very helpful to you. So thank you. I want to thank you for listening, and I'll be here again next Tuesday afternoon and look forward to having you listening to our program. Have a great afternoon, and see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Sir, all I can tell you is that walls work. We have examples of that. We have documented data. And I don't know about anyone saying it's last generation's technology. 2006, as you know, we had a bipartisan agreement in the Secure Fence Act, which Senators Obama, Clinton, and Schumer all voted for. So I disagree that it's last generation's, last century's technology.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testifying today on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nielsen also discussed the people that ICE agents are picking up.
Last year, 92% of those that were arrested and taken into custody by ICE were criminals.
Most people convicted of international terrorism in U.S. courts since 2001 were foreign-born. That's according to the Trump administration. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also had more than 2,500 encounters with people who appear on the FBI's terror watch list in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The United States has slipped a bit when it comes to international tourism. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
With 82 million visitors last year, Spain is replacing the United States as the world's second most popular tourism destination, France retaining the top spot, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization. International tourism to the United States shrinking during the first 5 months of President Trump's term in office, according to the U.S. International Trade Administration, which says 5% fewer arrivals were seen in the first quarter and 3% in the second last year.
NBC plans to televise any player who refused to stand for the Star-Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl, but there may be nothing to show. By the end of the regular season, only 5 teams had players that were either sitting or kneeling on the sidelines during the national anthem. That was the Seahawks, 49ers, Dolphins, Giants, and Raiders. None of those teams are playing in the NFC or AFC championship games this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent